Well, I haven't. I was out all day yesterday at an event and didn't get back late last night. I've only seen snippets of the letter, but I think it's with most things. It's about wait and see. There's been, I think, promises over the years that have not happened. So it's great to see that that what their intentions are. But we'll have to wait and see in the months and years to come whether they actually go and achieve that. It's good to hear. That's a positive side of things. Now the team needs to go and perform on the football pitch, and then we can see where we can get to.
I mean, £50 million. Do you think this could be a bit of a turning point for the club?
Well, I hope so. I think it's nice to hear to say that they want to finish in the top eight. It's nice to hear them say that they want to win cup competitions, but they haven't wanted to win cup competitions in the last 4 or 5 years. But as I said, it's all right saying those things. They've now got to go out and prove that. It's been a disappointing start to the season, and I'm hoping that things will pick up in the not too distant future. Some tough fixtures on the horizon, but there has been money spent, and the players that have been brought in look to be and sound to be decent players. But again, we've got to wait and see how they can go and prove that.
The club has acknowledged that they do need to improve the communication with the fans as well. How important do you think that is?
Well, it's hugely important because without fans there is no football club. And fans, as we know, particularly here in Newcastle, they live and breathe Newcastle United, and they hang on every word what not only what a player says, but the owner says, or the chief executive says, or the manager says. So they need to be fed information. So it's at least it's a start, and let's hope it continues.